It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I Payne and Pendergast with you. Good to be with you on a Tuesday. Here's D'Amico Ryan's yesterday. The offensive line's been a big topic. Texans are 5-2. We should point that out. And we will point that out at the top of the hour. Power ranking the power rankings. Because it'll be a good reminder that the Texans are still in a very good spot. Not an ideal spot because of the offensive line, but a very good spot right now. Are the problems fixable? Let's hear from D'Amico Ryans on that. What gives you confidence that the O-line can get fixed?
The guys have done it multiple games. We've had a lot of great games where we have protected very well, and we've done a great job of protecting and allowing CJ to throw for over 300 yards in games. So it's not something we can't get done. It's just a matter of us executing and finishing and being on the details. Every single time we go out, it'll always be about us and us executing. We didn't execute well. They made some plays on us. And, you know, we gave up some plays that kind of knocked us out of field goal range to take points off the board.
So bad day at the office.
Some plays that knocked them out of field goal range. The biggest issues, obviously, pass protection and can you run the ball when you need to run the ball. And they've made inroads into the rushing attack, mostly basically just by having Joe Mixon on the field. That was the big adjustment. What was your big adjustment into improving the run game? Joe Mixon got healthy.
Yeah.
That's really what. So now when the offensive line does randomly stumble into all blocking the right guys the right way, that Joe Mixon can do some really good things with it.
Yeah.
And that even when they are having 2 out of 5 guys lose, that Joe Mixon can still turn it into 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else you say if you're D'Amico Ryans right there, like other than we've done it at times before.
For the listener earlier who said, what did he call us? Moment prisoners?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be moment prisoners.
Something like that.
There's a more clever way of saying prisoners of the moment. No, we're not at all. We're looking at the offense that's drastically underperforming compared to what they look like on paper and compared to how much money you're paying the offensive line.
Dude.
They are drastically underperforming. The offensive line is the extreme weak spot on this team right now. The offense as a whole is a mediocre offense. They are a tepid offense. They don't score enough points. Can I make it any more technical? They don't score enough points.
Compared to what they look like last season. It's mostly the same guys. Except they have Joe Mixon instead of Devin Singletary, and they've got Stephon Diggs. I know Nico's hurt, but they've got Stephon Diggs as part of this receiving core. Now, I mean, it is like 85% the same personnel, including the coaches, and the parts where it's different are upgrades over what you had last year. That's the crazy part of the whole thing. Here's D'Amico Ryans on the missed blocks in the being a communication issue.
Everything's going to start with communication, and it's going to start with guys being clear and concise on what they're doing up front. So it all starts communicating, everybody being on the same page.
Okay.
Yeah. The communication is very clear and evident at times when there's times where they're not, the O-line, the running backs and the tight ends, they're not all running the same protection. Like you can see, okay, one of these guys is not doing what everybody else is doing. And sometimes that's Juice Scruggs' fault for not getting the call out in time. Sometimes that's just a mental error. But it's just a lot of evidence of poor coaching. The other part, though, too, is some of the simple stuff, like just picking up stunts or handling the slanting defensive linemen, where they just look inept and confused. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that comes back to coaching, too. Unless you think that all those guys are idiots, to me, usually it's an indication that guys don't really know what they're doing and they're not confident in doing it, so there's uncertainty. And that comes back to either Bobby Slowick or Chris Strausser. The individuals themselves, you can't excuse them. With Kenyon Green, a lot of times it's just him getting physically beat. Yeah. I think that's the biggest. The correctable issues are that what they are, and maybe they coach him up or maybe they don't, but Kenyon Green's just really struggling at times physically and just getting manhandled. I think that's the one where that's the most immediate change they might make this week, is swapping somebody in there for Kenyon Green.
Yeah, I mean, you got Jarrett Patterson, you got Kendrick Green. Kendrick Green was playing okay for you last year before he got hurt in that Steeler game. Jarrett Patterson gave you some good snaps at center last year. I mean, these guys aren't a cure-all or anything like that, but especially with Kenyon Green, it's at a level where you go, okay, well, whoever we have here, I mean, it can't be a whole lot worse than what we're putting out there right now.
Yeah.
The left guard. So you had mentioned earlier, we talk about the tone in that offensive line room, you know.
They do not seem like the dogs that Laremy Tunsil would claim that everybody is.
Right.
That they're not very dog-like.
Yeah.
And it's evident in their play, it's evident in their mental errors, it's evident in all those things.
Yeah.
But the thing that really and this has bothered me since early last offseason, when CJ was on the Pivot podcast and he was telling them about a drive they had. I think it must have been in the Cleveland game. I don't know. But this is what CJ said about team leader Laremy Tunsil.
You know, like, the main dude was LT. Like, you know, LT, like, he a vet. Like, he not doing an extra practice. Like, you know, like.
Yeah. That's the guy. He's your vet. Like, that's who the young guys are looking up to. The guy that doesn't want to do anything extra above and beyond what he needs to do. Like, that's bad, man. That's really, really bad. And that's who you chose to reward with the NFL's highest paid offensive line contract. The guy that can't be bothered to not false start. The guy that leads the league in penalties every year. The guy that cares much more about pass protection than run blocking. And who also, he's a vet. What is he, CJ? Rookie quarterback? What is he? Oh, in your mind?
The main dude was LT. Like, you know, LT, like, he a vet. Like, he not doing an extra practice. Like.
Yeah, so that's CJ's idea of what a vet is.
Yeah.
Guy that's not doing anything extra in practice. That's a vet. That's what your young guys are seeing. That's what your young guys think is the ideal to live up to. Maybe I'll be the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL at some point. If I can be a vet like Laremy Tunsil. If I can be somebody who doesn't do anything extra, that's what I need to aspire to.
That's
the leader, and that's what these idiots. That's what the people have pointed out. Like, well, they voted him captain. Yeah, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Right.
They think that that's the ideal. Oh, a vet. Does that mean I get to be lazy then?
Yeah.
Do I get to a certain level and then I get to be lazy? A vet. That's okay. I'll vote for him for captain.
Yeah, that's a quote. That is kind of funny, haha, in March or April. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Hey, we went 10-7 and won a playoff game last year, and we love LT, and he's a vet, and he does just enough to get by. You're right. It's not quite as funny in October when your offensive line nearly got the guy who just gave you that quote killed.
Those guys operate with zero pride. Yeah. Like, they just, it's a disease. They stand around. They watch CJ get hit. They watch CJ get roughed up on the sideline, and they're just standing there.
Yeah.
They quit in the middle of plays. They stand completely upright. Like, it's systemic laziness and softness. They're not. Like, they need to understand they are the weak spot on this team. You guys are not playing. You guys are stealing money at this point. You're all stealing.
Yeah.
You're thieves.
Yeah.
You're thieves.
Yeah.
You are stealing money.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That, oh. What you're talking about here, the how they're wired, is a way bigger issue than communication issues.
It all starts with that, though, too.
Everything's baked in with each other, but communication, in a vacuum, communication issues are fixable through teaching and repetition.
Yeah.
Trying to get somebody who really doesn't like putting forth maximum effort or pay attention to details all that much.
And that being held up as the ideal.
Right. And then you operate in an ecosystem where it's allowed. That is a much harder fix than communication issues. Much harder.
Yeah, I know. And this is who Caserio chose to make the highest paid. He made him the highest paid offensive lineman in the league twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been one of the oddest scenarios, I think, really, with if Caserio, I like that he's straight. He doesn't do everything the Patriots way, but there are some things where I'm like, man, I wish you'd be a little bit more Patriots way with this.
Yeah.
I wish you'd just kind of live true to those core ideals of being blue collar and all that. Because you got the exact opposite as your team leader.
Yeah, it was
team
funny.
Team leader.
Ross Tucker. We'll have to go back and pull some of what Ross said about it and use it tomorrow. That was really good stuff. When he was laying out, because you and I were having this fantasy of Dante Scarnecchia coming out of retirement and lighting a fire under this offensive line's butt. And I'm pure fantasy. The guy's 76, probably sitting on a beach somewhere. But when Ross was laying out the description, the backstory, the kind of characteristics of those Patriot offensive linemen, and he's doing it kind of in Ross Tucker style, you know, kind of slowly, one by one, like, we were gritty, we were, you know, we were not highly drafted, we have chips on our shoulder, all these things. He got to about the third or fourth characteristic. I'm like, okay, he's describing the total opposite of what the Texans have at the offensive line right now.
And that's what I worry about, like, with Titus Howard. I feel like Titus Howard could have gone one of two ways. You know, like, if he'd had a role model that was like, hey, we're going to be scrappy, we're going to go out and we're not worried about all the fame and money side of things. We're going to go drink beer in a crappy bar on Monday nights for team bonding.
Those are my people,
I feel like Titus Howard could have been swayed one way or the other, but he is very much on the wants to be an Instagram OT side of things because of the influence of Laremy Tunsil in my mind.
Yep, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. All right, let's get to the power ranking of the power rankings. The Texans lose to Green Bay. They were third, fourth, anywhere around there last week. What do the experts think of the Texans now? We will power rank the power rankings coming up next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app